Quattro cinque seis.
No Let's do it.
Un, deux, trois, contre, say.
No one knows why we started. That.
No one knows why we're doing anything.
Is it happening?
Yeah, it's happening.
It's going?
People are, this is going
It's all happening, man.
To people's cochleas right now.
Can I just say that I really like Wyatt Russell?
And who's Wyatt Russell?
Kurt Russell's son.
Oh, yeah? Because?
He was in Everybody Wants Some.
Everybody Wants Some!
Everybody Wants Some!
That was a good movie.
It was. Remember too. Wyatt Russell? The old
no,
guy.
I didn't see that
I don't
want
to give anything away, but the old guy. I'm just going to say the old guy. You're too old to play baseball, my friend.
Wait, he's Kurt Russell's son or what Russell?
Kurt Russell. What other Russell?
Yeah,
Kurt Russell.
I didn't know Kurt Russell had a son.
Is Turns it out.
Is he Goldie Hawn's son as well?
Yeah, you know what? I'm being sexist. It's Goldie Hawn's son.
Okay.
Kurt Russell's son as well. Oh, why are you drawing blanks on who I'm talking about?
How old? The mustache?
How old is he?
The beard, blonde beard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
He likes to take drugs and stuff.
Oh,
how
yes.
old yeah. is
That's
he?
That's where I recognize him from in Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Ah! That's where, yeah. How likable is he?
Is he,
in that?
Is he born post Tombstone?
I hate this. Sounds so. It just sounds wrong saying it. You know, like when you're about to say something and you know it sounds like racist, it just sounds awful.
Yeah.
Or like you shouldn't say it. Because it just
I mean, no,
for
I
the
don't
grand
know
scheme
like.
Of things, it just doesn't sound
yeah,
right. But
you wish he was black.
Tyler sounds quiet.
All right. I can fix it.
I like your response, Ty.
That was pure unadulterated reaction.
All right, there we go.
That was authentic Ty.
Yeah, so yeah, Wyatt Russell. I think the kids could be a star. I really liked him a lot.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Was he born after Tombstone came out is what I'm saying. Was he named
know.
After Wyatt Earp?
I have no idea. I
well,
have,
you love him.
You could
inkling.
Be named after Wyatt Earp regardless if the movie Tombstone.
Yeah, but if your dad plays
Russell, Kurt Russell was
If your dad plays Wyatt Earp.
I have a feeling that he liked Wyatt Earp long before he was actually in the movie. That's probably why he was in the movie.
You think his full name is Wyatt Snake Plissken Russell?
I do think
probably.
That.
It's probably that, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if your ego is so big you just name your children after your characters, after your memorable characters you've played?
Like George Foreman?
No, he just
no, that's
names him after
him.
Himself.
That's not a character.
Muhammad Ali did the same thing, right?
He did?
Didn't he? Somebody else. Some other bot. Oh, no. Roberto Durant.
Oh, yeah?
Roberto Durant named all his kids Roberto, even the girls. Hmm. Roberta.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah. Well, I changed the name of my son to Addie Anderson.
Addie Anderson?
Addie Anderson. I got to tell you.
When did you change it?
Being a dad's pretty tight. It's pretty sweet.
How come?
It's pretty easy.
Tell me what's going on.
There's really no issue. I don't understand.
No work, no stress. You're sleeping fine.
You get 4 hours here and yeah, there. But yeah. The kid, when the kid cries, like there's a reason. It's like one of three things: like he poopy pants, or he's hungry, or he wants to be held. Well, those are the three things.
Or the death knell is on too loud,
or it could be hot. So there's two more
things.
He
could be just fine. He wants to cry to let you know the temperature's perfect.
Just let you know this is pretty great.
I'm really enjoying it. I'm digging it.
Good.
So far.
Good.
Thus far.
It's been a week.
I'm scared of him, though.
Oh, yeah, I would. He's like a monster.
Because here's
Fangs.
Jillian sleeps like
the strength of 10 babies.
Like, we're alternating. Like, tonight, Jillian gets to sleep in our bed by herself, and I'm giving her, like, you know, a good, like, 6 to 8 hour window.
Yeah.
She has to wake up to pump. The goddamn breast pump.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
That noise haunts your dreams.
If you pump on your penis at the same time, it's like a bonding thing.
Funny you bring that up because like I was talking some shit because we have to go to this thing called at Kaiser. It's called Great First Starts or Great Starts.
Sounds
called.
Terrible. Don't
Great
go
Starts.
Yeah.
And there's like an old crusty nurse in there. She's awesome. I love her. She's like really good. She has all the answers, but she's like not a know-it-all. But she'll tell you, like, if she doesn't like what
it's
you're doing,
contradictory.
She'll tell you.
Okay.
She's a know-it-all, but she doesn't come off as like brash or arrogant. And I think that these were the words that I said. I said, can Jillian skip one of the, and she cuts me off there. She's like, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, she's
okay.
An adult.
But what I'm asking is like,
you
she's,
own that baby.
She's being militant.
That's your property.
And she's waking up every 3 hours to pump and do her due diligence because she really wants to do, you know, everything she's supposed to be doing. Can she skip like one of these sessions? Because Jillian's admitted this, that she's, you know, on the pain scale, she's a little bit wimpy.
Okay.
I mean, she said that to me.
Okay.
Out loud. So I said,
as long as she admits it,
she's kind of wimpy with the, and the nurse cuts me off. She goes, hey, let's try that pump on your, she didn't say it, but she's like, she's just kind of like motioning towards my groin. She's like, and we'll see who's wimpy. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus
nurse
Christ.
Nurse Ratchet.
She just wants to see your balls.
Yeah, she just wants to see.
She wanted to see those hairy gargoyles.
Like, she was probably flirting with you and
she's
you took it the
like
wrong
mid-60s and she's seen it all. You can tell.
Listen, my mouth has the same amount of pressure as that pump.
Oh, you're good.
Tell me if this hurts.
No, she did not give her mouth to me. No.
What happened before those pumps? Women just breastfed naturally?
I think they just kind of like squeeze like it off into it. A bottle.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
They don't squeeze into a bottle.
What, into a jug?
Or does the baby suck it out?
You guys probably don't have this problem because you have a one-story place, but our refrigerator and freezer is down on the first floor, so when Lauren would wake up to pump, we had a sweet little igloo cooler that she'd just put the, like, the stuff in.
Nice.
With some ice packs in there.
How many bottles do you fill up of that stuff?
Not much. Like she's getting like an ounce and a half every 3 hours.
In a little Similac because to give her a break.
What is
the baby.
Similac?
It's an artificial breast milk.
Yeah, that's what Zach uses.
When she's not looking, I'm just pouring like 2% in there. Mm. Going, yeah. You did real good. I didn't look at all this. Extra.
You just dump some of your shake from Jack in the Box in there. It's milk.
I don't know if I should be like discussing like the what she's producing every 3 hours. I might be good going beyond.
Exactly, because the listeners are probably
one listener at home is like yes,
jacking off
more,
to it.
More, that'd be a weird thing.
That'd be so
have you
odd.
Tasted it yet?
I tasted my best friend's wife's milk way back when.
That's yeah. a,
I did a
weird
shot
way
of
to answer
when
that
he
question.
Was at work.
It was sweet. And thin.
Why would you do that?
It is sweet and thin.
That's weird and personal.
We were drinking, and she thought it was like she dared me to do it. And now her whole thing is like, Derek's got to drink her milk now. Derek's got to do it.
Did you drink it or did you just taste it?
I shot it. A shot glass.
That's kind of creepy.
A little weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little odd.
But, you know, what do you do? I'm happy to see that you're not freaking out about this whole thing.
So far, so what I was saying is like I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, right? Like, and I did it last night too. Actually, I'm giving her
what'd
two
you do,
and I'll be like curled up and cuddling like the pillows and like on my nice snuggly blanket, right? Mm-hmm. And the kids, he's got the little swing thing,
okay.
And everything's good, right? And the lights are like they're not off, but they're dimmed, so it's a nice mood light, right?
Yeah.
Like if he was like a woman and I was single, like I'd be set.
Yeah,
the mood
you're not putting that baby in an isolation tank.
And you know he looks. I look at him and he ain't able to see their color because if they're turning blue, it's bad signs.
Yeah.
So he's got good fleshy color, right? And he's swinging in a swing.
Oh, son, you look so fleshy today.
And I'm like curled up, and I'm just about to doze off to sleep, and then I hear, and I'm like, and I get scared. I'm like, oh God, no, please no, because I want to just sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant no, like he's dying.
I'm scared of like him waking up because he is a fucking sleep monster, and I don't want him to steal from my like comfort.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be like a bully coming up and wanting to punch me. It's the same amount of discomfort. Like not being able to sleep for 2 hours when you're really tired is. But I'd actually at that moment I would take a punch right in the nose if I knew I could go to sleep.
Yeah,
it's like this weird hollow feeling.
Are you trying
like,
to explain to us
just
why,
like
why you hit your kid?
Yeah, and that's why I've been back at
it. Has Dr. Drew called you with any advice yet?
I saw Drew today. I was going to talk about this, actually. I did the Adam and Drew show today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been too long.
And, I was on there promoting Groupers. Groupers, the movie, which actually ends November 4th. Coming up, guys, we have like, what, 7 days, 6 days left? 6 days left.
We'll get it.
I'm getting nervous.
We'll get the 75 grand. Then what are you going to do? You're going to be
getting
relieved?
Nerved. Why are you so like confident, cocksure?
I just, 50 grand so far, I think it's easy to get another 25.
You think it's easy? I hope so. I hope
like
you're
it.
Right, buddy.
If you just find 25,000 more people to give you $1.
Yeah, 25,000 more people.
Or 250,000 pennies, if I find those.
I'm not going to do the math because I'm too dumb.
I think it's that. 250,000 pennies?
That doesn't sound like 25,000.
250,000?
1,000 pennies. How much is that?
I don't think you can find 100 pennies in the next hour.
Yeah, man. I don't know. That's
that's not enough. No, 250,000 is not enough, right?
It's like 2,500
Anyways, I'm getting concerned.
Yeah.
Hey, new perk, though. You can assign me any movie you like, and I will flick fest it on the film vault after I call you up. We talk about the movie. I'll watch the movie, talk with you about it on the phone for like 10, 15 minutes, and then flick fest it on the old film vault.
Can people send you their like home vacation films?
I will watch anything that other people could also access.
What if they put it on YouTube?
No, Tyler, no. Stop it. I'm not going to watch home movies.
This is your chance to see my 6-hour trip to Hawaii.
Oh, I just realized I'm setting myself up for somebody to make me watch that Shoah film. Oh, no, a 9-hour documentary about the Holocaust. Please don't, guys. Please don't.
Well, what about the OJ documentary in its entirety? Because that's like 8 hours, right?
Sure. Have you figured out the swaddling yet?
You know, he doesn't need to be swaddled as much as possible. His arms are too strong, and they just get right out of any swaddle I put him in. So,
what is that when you wrap
not
up
swaddling
a
good enough?
You bean him. You make him like a little burrito.
So, here's a question for both you guys.
And then I got to talk to you about the ins and outs and the extracurriculars of the Adam and Drew show today.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Here, the has the opportunity come up at all for you to refer to him by his name, or are you just doing it to be cute?
What?
Like, when is the first time you're? It's actually going to have functionality when you say, well, Atticus, come over here, Atticus.
Like, he's on my insurance plan now, so I have to, like, give his name and like, birth date and all that.
But you're just sitting there for an hour and a half. Your name?
No, I was, like, spelling out Atticus. And
no, I mean, when you refer to him. Like,
I haven't really. I've called him Addison a couple times by mistake. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Calling the kid by his wrong name. And I've realized, like, one of the reasons why we liked Atticus is because you couldn't make fun of it. But now I'm finding all these, now that I'm dealing with them, I'm finding, like,
Atticus Fatticus.
Bratty Addy.
Oh, yeah.
Fatty Addy. Because he's a hungry machine.
Oh, no.
He's a boob hound, like I said last week.
Boob hound?
Yeah.
The kid's just hungry.
He constantly needs to be on that boob.
He's a boob hound.
Boob hound. But no, I have not actually referred, like, Atticus, you better stop it.
What's the closest the dogs have been to him?
Oh, right. Like, right next to him.
But, I mean, you're not concerned with them biting or anything?
Nah. You're good. We're not one of those shows that cares.
Yeah, we don't care about anything.
Be as loud as you like. You guys can actually, if you're planning on doing a show, you can do one while we're doing this.
No, they probably do a good show where they don't want people talking.
Yeah, we don't want you to steal our thunder.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. We do a show that we talk over someone else's show.
You do, and it just keeps going and
we
going.
We do, too, so this is perfect.
What's up, guys? So, what happened on the...
So I get to the Adam and Drew show, right? Giovanni.
Okay, first of all, were you uncomfortable going back over there?
No, I mean, I should have been probably, and if it was for any reason other than, you know, funding a movie that I really, really want to make, I mean, this is so important to me. I think you guys probably understand how important it is to me and how many years I've been kind of building towards this.
Well, you never really want to do anything, and you really want to do this.
Is that true? I don't want to do anything.
That's kind of a...
I think we all sort of like have a lot of plans, but then we don't really want to.
Oh yeah,
well, we want to do.
You're doing more follow through on this than I've like seen on.
Well, I've been wanting to make a feature film since I was like 19 years old, right?
Yeah.
So that's 5 years now, and
yeah. Remember when I was 19, like 6 years ago?
You almost slipped that one by.
And I knew that I was, you know, going to get to a place where I was going to do something like this, and now I'm amidst it, and it's so important to me. And I don't want to say it rivals my son's birth, but they're both momentous occasions that are kind of simultaneously happening. So
it eclipses your son's birth.
I can't say that.
Your son's only going to be around for 70, 80 years. This movie might last forever.
It's a valid point. That's so true.
Well, I think the first human that's going to live to like 150 is already alive, so...
Really?
Could be around.
Why do you? What do you think? So? Okay, Dr. White.
Yeah, I've been going to night school. What do you want from me?
Really? 150?
Also, Mister.
Is that speculation?
Mister, take one shoe off. What's that about?
Shoe is too tight, and this one's too loose. And
Carano has brand new work boots.
Yeah, did
from
you
the
get
40s.
Here from Everest?
This is my fourth pair of these boots, but I forgot how uncomfortable they were.
So I understood like that it served a purpose, me going there, and it wasn't just like to try and talk myself out of something.
So
or
did you make small
for
talk
attention.
But did you make small talk with Adam beforehand, or did you guys
I'm
going to
paint
the
whole picture.
Did you kick
none of this,
the door in like the SWAT
none
team?
Of this made the show, okay? So I did the Drew show a couple weeks ago, and that was what it was. Gary is their producer. He produces all their
Anderson,
stuff.
Anderson, play me those famous drums.
Yeah, and I brought the 300. I brought the 360. I brought the instant replay, which I used to use the sound effect machine on Drew's show. Yeah, and Drew's just like, find some more celebrities. I'm like, Drew, really?
Drew was like when Zach sees,
oh, you heard the show.
Yeah. Drew was like when Zach sees his bottle out of the corner of his eye. Like, whatever he's doing doesn't care anymore. It's like, just
his phone the entire time dealing with some kind of crisis that was occurring. In fairness to Drew, this is Drew's show a couple weeks ago that I did. He was dealing with some like heavy shit while I was on the show with him. So I found
really
myself
tell, then. Good job, Drew.
Just talking and like he was just checked out as fuck. But then he apologized after the show. And then he kept asking me to like play his favorite parts, his favorite sound effects. And I was like,
I don't understand either one of your impressions of him because it doesn't seem like it's anything I've ever seen him do.
You've said that numerous times, but
he literally
spend
did
enough
it on
time,
the show that you were on.
If you spend enough time with Drew, you know exactly what that voice is. Okay. I was like, holy fuck. I was like, oh,
yeah, but
what do I do?
I've spent a lot of time with him.
Oh, okay. We get it. Your best.
We've made like little road trips
that's
together.
That's an actual drop that I have of.
I don't know what that is.
It sounds exactly like the drop 100%. That I have.
What's he saying?
No one will ever know. We could actually play
it's
what
like
the hell
the
is
Tootsie Roll thing.
Dr. Drew saying.
We wouldn't know.
Now that you know what, I don't want to do that.
You hate that so much.
I think it's that so show funny is that so fucking cheesy.
What we're
I
talking about bullshit. Is the Tim Conway Jr. show on KFI out here.
We say a lot of racist things. That's totally racist.
And I like how that's where you draw the line. It's like trying to interpret something that someone says.
I don't like
racist.
That. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a good broadcaster. Tim Conway Jr. I cannot stand those fucking gimmicks. I can't stand that. Ding dong bullshit and all these
ding
fucking
dong!
Retards that call up and say it to him.
I don't know if retards is doing you any favors.
I just wanted to prove that I'm just as dumb as him, but I can't stand that shit.
Gotta get your car checked out. Gotta slide in there.
You motherfucker. You're ruining the show right now for me, and I hate it, and I'm not going to upload it.
I'm like doing Tim Conway Jr. impersonation.
I just don't think it's I think it's a show for... I don't know.
It gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling. I like it.
I don't dislike him as a broadcaster, but I can't
stand those
gimmicks.
I worked with him a
number
of times, and I really liked him.
I just can't stand that stupid voice he does that's completely fake that he developed on the air.
He does it for...
It's like morning radio.
For promos. What are we doing? For people outside the LA area, they have no idea what we're doing. I'm sorry. So I walk in today. I walk up into over to the Ace Networks, right, where the home of the Orange Couch, where there's about... I think their last count, there was... 374 shows produced per week.
We got a lot of shows over there.
Yeah, a lot.
That seems excessive.
So I drive. I got there 10 minutes early, right? I'm feeling pretty good about myself. It's my new thing as a dad.
How much money they got from the... Should I even mention this on the air?
I don't care.
How much money they got from the boob grabber guy?
you know
how much they got?
Does anyone know who the boob grabber guy is? Yeah, tomorrow, do people know who the boob grabber guy is? Is this a big story? Is this going to break?
I honestly don't know.
All right, so I walk up. I walk up to the Ace Network.
All I appreciate how disciplined and focused this episode has been so far.
Pretty good.
I know. This is weird.
So I walk up to the Ace Network, right? I'm walking into the parking lot, which is the place I used to work at. I used to work. I'd do the film vault over there for just over a year. So once a week, I'm fairly familiar with it. I was just there a couple weeks ago to Drew's show, right? I see Gary out in the parking lot smoking a cigarette. Like, he's doing one of those, like, I have 2 minutes. I got to be back, and I'm going to suck this thing down in, like, three hits simultaneously.
Do you know Gary's girlfriend is sister's...
Whose brother is your uncle?
Gary's girlfriend.
Whose brother?
Gary's girlfriend's uncle. Sister is married to the person who used to be the GM of this club. Small
Thanks,
world.
Mike.
Let's find that out. Is
he was also my real estate agent.
Everyone, try to keep your eyes on the road. I know you're all freaking out in your car right now.
Now, this is wonderful. So Gary sees
this might be the episode that gets people to get their friends to listen.
Oh, God.
Hey, this is a fine episode.
People said, we got a very mean tweet last week.
What was it?
Our show. It was do you think fatherhood changes like your sense of humor or something like that?
Uh-huh.
It's like, listen to the latest after disaster, # like congratulatory laughter or something like that.
What?
They were saying that we weren't funny and that we thought we were funny.
I kind of pride myself on not laughing at things unless they're genuinely funny to me.
Wait, do you mean last week's show? Because I thought there was a lot of funny stuff on
that. I thought so too.
Evidently,
apparently
we
this
all
person did not think so.
I didn't think there was anything.
You know what? Let's find that person. Let's have them on the show.
Yeah.
So let's sit back and let them just fucking reel in the funny.
Good point.
Let's do it. Who are they? Bring them. Let's bring them now.
You want to hear something I did with one of our listeners last night?
Banged them. I know. She told me.
Really?
She said it was rough too.
What?
That's how we do it.
Should we start over?
I think
what the
so.
Fuck?
If you didn't have a hard out and have to go back to your Emmy award-winning TV show.
No, he has to go back to his wife.
Oh, I thought you were going back
to
work.
You're such a company man. You're like, I'm over here at CBS, man, and I have like 5 minutes to be with you guys, and then I have to go straight home to the wife and the child.
Well, I was done at 7:50 and ready to come over here, and then the file that I had to go take downstairs because of some... precious
like
reasons.
An actual file, like a manila envelope?
No, a digital video file from the show tonight.
Why didn't we come up with a new name for those? Why do we have to call them something that they used to be, but they're not anymore? You know what I mean? Files.
There's an audience downstairs if you want to go try this
do
routine.
You, do you think they're going to look at the stage time right now?
Let me get five. Let me get five.
Do you, do you still call them records?
I got some great dad humor.
Do you still call them records?
Yeah, like you don't call MP3s records.
I do.
You shouldn't.
Sorry, I was asking.
Did you find the guy?
Who?
That we're going to have on the show to bring the funny?
His name's Norm.
Leave our old boss alone.
He wants
please.
To grab your tits.
He wants to hold them.
Oh, hold right. them. That's not as bad. Like the human bra. Like a human shield.
You know what? I'm not shocked that that happened. Mm-hmm. That these allocations came out.
Allocations. Why did we come up with another word for allegations when we already had allocations?
But
because it didn't mean the same thing.
I don't know if you can even hold her boobs because they're not big enough.
Oh my god.
Hey, is this dad humor? Was that dad humor?
No, it's like
no, that's
good. Like that's part good. Of the problem humor.
That's good testimony or deposition humor. I don't even know if you can hold her boobs. They're not big enough. Thanks, Norm.
So I'm walking the parking lot, right? And I see the front door, and I see Gary sucking down the last third of a cigarette quickly. And these are the first, not like, hey, Anderson, good to see you again. It was like, please tell me you got my emails. Last night, this morning.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, fuck, did I drive to Glendale for nothing?
Yeah.
And I say, no, Gary, I'm sorry. I'm kind of busy right now. I didn't check my I'm checking the one email, but not the other. I got a couple main emails. And he goes, oh, fuck. And I'm like, God, Jesus. They rescheduled me or like.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to bring the machine, I guess, the sound effect machine again, which.
You had it with you?
I didn't have with me. So I said, sorry, I didn't see your email. And he goes, oh, okay, we'll just have to make it work. I'm not here to play sound effects. I'm here to talk about groupers, right? So he was really stressed, and then he apologized afterwards. So I'm standing out front, and then he runs inside, and I'm checking my phone because there's no service in there, right, inside the Corolla studio. So I'm checking my phone. Corolla rolls up in some fancy car.
Yeah.
He gets out. I haven't seen him in a few months, and he says, you doing the first show or the second show? I'm like, I don't know. Adam, where have you guys put me? And his big lab jumps out of the car, and I'm still kind of stressed and like I'm still a little rattled about the whole engagement that I had with Gary, the producer, moments ago about you didn't get my email, and I feel bad. You know, I wasn't on email for 18 hours. That's a long time.
Jesus.
I didn't check my personal email for 18 hours, right? That's bad. So I felt a little bad. So I'm checking out, I'm looking for his email, seeing just how long ago it was, just how egregious my error was. And the lab, Corolla's lab, is now like mauling me.
Yeah.
Right? And Corolla is such a judger. Like, I judge. Corolla, you judge. Tyler, not so much.
You call me Corolla.
Corona. Did I call you Corolla?
Yeah, that's all right.
Similar.
Names.
Name-wise. Corona.
Corolla. You're right. Yeah.
We judge, right?
Of course.
Corolla judges, like, like everything. So he sees his dog, like, saying hello to me, like a dog does. And before I have a chance to look down from my phone and pet the dog.
He started calling you Slim Jim?
Corolla is saying I'm a dog. Saying hello. Like, think, and in his head, like his Terminator, like
the
readout.
The dog's
is like,
knocking on the door of hello and you're not answering.
And Corolla's looking at me like with the Terminator readout, like Anderson, asshole, not saying hi to my dog. Like all these printouts are coming out like on his. So I'm like, now I'm like petting the dog. The dog ends up like its mouth is on my throat. Like I actually styled my hair before I went into the studio with the dog slobber. That's how
not too bad.
I had to.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
There was
have
no napkins.
To.
It was like drying my hands. I didn't know where else to put it
on anything but your hair. What are you talking about?
Gross.
You know what I'm talking about, Corolla?
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
I never realized how similar Corona and Corolla is until I tried to tell a story with.
Are you a dumb person?
Pretty dumb, yeah.
The last time what show did I do there last? Dr. Drew's show, possibly?
Don't ask me. So I go in, right? They do the show. They do like it's a Halloween show, and they do like, 10, 15 minutes, take a couple calls, do a couple reads, talk about Halloween and costumes and whatnot. And then I go in there, and I didn't know what to expect. And I was a little bit nervous, right? It's like childhood abuse. Like I'm thinking about all my years did over there on Loveline, and
you're being re-triggered.
I'm getting some triggers, but you know, I'm also really appreciative that they're having me on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I get
audience.
To, you know, spread the word about my project. And I go in there, and honestly, if someone listens to this, Karan, I was telling you this before the show started. Like you would have no idea that I have any history with either one of those guys. We talked about it, like, you know, it was we spoke those words, but it was all so
slick. You think there's a chance you may have just felt this way and your perception is off?
It was just professional and just like, Corolla was great. He plugged my stuff. He asked me the appropriate questions. I got to get it out there. It's what I would want if I went on somebody's show who I had never met before. It was a perfect interview, and I got to say everything I wanted to say except for the end of the campaign. I didn't get that part in there, but everything else I got in there. But there was zero Like, how did you been?
Did you, when does that go up?
Halloween.
You like that there was good. Zero how you been, or you don't like
it? It was
there?
A little odd. It was a little bit weird.
Right.
I'm fine with it because it went smoothly.
Hold on. It goes up Halloween and the campaign
on
ends
Monday.
This Friday?
The campaign ends a week from this Friday.
Okay.
But by the time this, November 4th is the last day.
Yeah. Got it. Let's use dates.
November 4th, 10 a.m.
It ends four suns from now.
It ends one third of two scores.
But it was a little bit weird. It was a little bit odd.
And it feels weird. It's like
going
back.
But I'm fine with that. I'd much rather have it that than the worst case scenario was he doesn't even talk about what I'm there to plug. He just gives me a bunch of shit about how I used to give him shit or how we never got along or, you know.
And yeah, that's good.
Gio sent me a long email. He has everything mapped out, how many hours the three of us, Drew, Adam, and I actually spent together on air.
Does Gio have a scary serial killer wall where all the lines are connected?
And he
strings.
Has percentages. He's maybe 3% of that time spent was bad times. And 97% of it, you guys all got along great. And I'm like, you know what? You're pretty much right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that changes your internal narrative.
Don't need that happening.
Don't want to accept that.
I don't want. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got to go on that show and plug it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully,
when does it go up tomorrow?
I know. No.
You know what's sad?
One son. Two sons.
Here's how I would be viewing this,
which is true.
Four sons.
I would be viewing this as a. You got the word out to pretty much everyone that you have access to.
Kind of. Yeah. Pretty much.
You know what I mean? It's not a secret. Yeah, you
could have hired a publicist and really.
But
tried
you
to
really
make a push.
Did your best to get the word out to people who actually know who you are.
Yeah,
that would give
who
you
have
money.
An idea of who I am. Yeah.
So now that heightens the impact if you don't reach the goal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Wait, what?
I don't like thinking.
Are
okay,
you saying you did your best? So if you don't do it, you really fucked up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
No, but that on the other on the other side of
that is
Mike,
what I'm saying
is I'm not going to not reach my goal and think, oh, if I only did this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have any regrets.
Good point.
I'm going to feel like I did everything I could. If I fail, at least I gave it. It wasn't because I was lazy or I didn't bother to do something or I forgot to do something. You know?
Yeah.
Mike?
No, you're right.
Okay.
I was in San Diego last night to go do a children's play that my niece was in.
You're allowed to go?
It was fucking terrible.
What?
Terrible. Terrible.
Did all the parents act like it was great, though?
They're some of the worst actors I've ever seen. I'm not even kidding.
I
don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
How
they shouldn't try if they suck so much.
Well, how do they get good without trying and being bad at first?
My niece was ridiculously phenomenal, and even my brother said, it's so bizarre
His
seeing
niece was
her.
Good, but all the other kids are bad.
He goes, it's so bizarre seeing her so outgoing and such a character on stage when she's so shy, and he goes, it's just a whole different person, and I was like, I was blown away by it. That's not the point. The
That's
point
how Daniel
is,
Day-Lewis is. Daniel Day-Lewis is very reserved.
I'm going to tell her that.
Acting. Yeah.
I'm going to tell her. I announced loudly, this play sucks, what? At the intermission, and my brother's wife was just walked away from me.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. I got to pee.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry. Do you have a baby?
What if he does?
So you just stood up and said this
I was sort of trying to be funny. I said to my nephew, I go, this place, I go, how come you're not doing this? He goes, I didn't really want to do it this year. And I go, good, because this place sucks.
What was the play?
It was just a bunch of kids trying to act.
No,
it wasn't
was
one
it?
Play. It was
vignettes.
10-minute scenes. There was a bunch of them.
Were they famous scenes or were they scenes that the kids wrote?
No, I still don't know what was going on in
was
any
there
of
them. Was there a general theme?
Nope. General theme was, holy fuck, am I bored? And and
how
irritated.
Much did it cost?
$10.
Jesus.
Maybe 15.
How many people did they get in that theater?
Probably got, there's probably 60, 70 people in there.
So they cleared $700?
Yeah, but most of the kids have Coke. And it's a private school, too.
We should put on some kids' shows.
Why, fuck it. That's where I'm going with this.
We put on the AD showcase.
We get three kids to redo this show. We need more racism.
Yeah, we need you to turn that up a little bit. Was there a good bake sale at least?
Yeah, but it wasn't good. It was just Costco stuff.
I have those same socks. Those are good socks, huh?
I don't know. I can't tell. I wish they were
How
softer.
How bad is Anderson going to be?
I like him because
when he finds out
we just talked about.
You shouldn't. Don't tell him. Make him listen to this later.
I am going
to
make him listen. So I'm in San Diego last night, and I thought it's time for me to fulfill one of my commitments I made almost a year ago. And I drove
that
drove over to Matt and Emily's house. Listeners, big fans.
Matt and Emily are our listeners.
Yeah, and to deliver that little monkey in a jar that I promised her.
You've been talking about that for a while yeah. now. Mike.
And I was so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
Did they know you were coming?
Mostly because...
You stood in their backyard.
Just to be completely honest about it, as I'm driving over there, I don't know why I mixed them up with another couple. And I thought they were the other couple. And I'm like, she doesn't look pregnant.
He sounds like a swinger right now.
Like the first 10 seconds, I'm like, she doesn't look pregnant, but I know she's pregnant. I'm sure I said congratulations more than once.
He's a swinger with two Janes listed in his little black book.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't remember which one.
Are you sure she's pregnant, Mikey?
No, it's another couple that aren't listeners that know that someone's pregnant. Katie Stavely is the one who's pregnant.
All right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But Emily Siljan is not pregnant.
All right, okay.
Jesus.
Why did she need the monkey in a jar? I don't get it.
It's her birthday today, and her boyfriend, Matt, asked me if I would swing by. I don't know what his real last
name
is.
Weird that he knows a girl's last name, but not his last name.
I think his name's Matt. I don't know.
What's his?
You don't even know his first name.
I think so. I think it's... Of course I do.
How relieved are you to have given away the monkey in the jar?
I want it back. She gave me a little voodoo doll, and she also gave me some flares. There are LED lights, and you turn it on, and you shoot them like a slingshot up in the air, and they go pretty goddamn.
Like, then they helicopter down?
Mike, I think so.
Mike's doing like end of the world trading.
Yeah.
I'll give you my monkey jar for your voodoo doll and flares.
I thought
he reaches into his backpack. I have 2 ears of corn.
The first thing I said when I walked in,
can I get for this?
I said, why do you live here?
Where do they
and
live?
And I think he took it as an insult.
Yeah, I would.
But I didn't mean it that. I meant, how'd you choose this area and this building? They live in a place that I think you
like,
would
you're
love.
So weird.
If you were like 22 or 23, I think this would be your kind of place. Dogs everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's an apartment building.
Yeah, but Anderson doesn't like to say hi to dogs.
It's an apartment building that surrounds.
I was looking at my phone and I was panicked about Gary's reaction.
It surrounds a big pool. Lot of partying going on.
I would like that, yeah.
Like groups of people out on the balconies drinking and stuff. Kind of by downtown.
Yeah, it sounds like I like a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Like a lot of stimulation.
But there's dogs just going in and out of people's apartments.
I dig it.
It's like a big commune.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I used to hate dogs when I was 22, though. I thought that they were like for the weak. Like, you're so pathetic. You need to go home and have something that loves you. I don't need that.
Yeah, if I was a kid, I would want to live there. Mm-hmm. And like if I was drinking and I was younger... It would seem like the ideal place to live, except for the fact that I'd want it to turn into a giant gangbang every night, and that would ruin your relationship with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know what makes me think of this, but somebody got the perk of you taking pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We moved one.
I'm going to...
I think gangbang made you think
I'm going to give it as much...
Like you're shooting a porn.
I'm going to give it as much... I feel like I'm going to have to do like days and days with this person because...
No.
To do a good job because I want to make sure they get their money's worth.
We're gonna do a photo session, and you're gonna give a bunch of prints, and
make some
bunch of takes, and whatever they like, we're gonna do it like an actual job, and you've done it plenty of times,
okay.
So don't overthink it. All right,
just did one yesterday.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Is it weird knowing that Mike won't sleep tonight, and it's because of you?
I'm already dreading it.
You guys can call each other tonight while you're
all fun. It'll be really fun. And you know what? I think that you should do this and then realize that maybe you should also make that a permanent perk on your own website for added income for you.
I can feel
you can do
blood
that.
Pressure dropping.
Click on the perk button for my actual job.
It's not an actual perk. No, like you should have that as a thing that you do. Like that's just like a side business that you should be doing, right?
I do it.
Well, how do people...
I did a shoot yesterday.
How did they find you?
Electricmike.com.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's always like through a friend of a friend.
It's always
right?
like that.
You should
absolutely.
Just have it like where if somebody's listening, they want that, they can go to your site and get it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You should.
I just want
Then I don't want to hear you bitch about money.
I don't.
Oh, you do.
I'm turning into my mom. I'm just going to deny things. I don't.
I Trump.
You want to hear something? And I don't know if I should go into detail about this, but I very seriously considered... putting a pillow over my mom's face and suffocating her to death. And I'm not kidding you.
When was that?
A little bit yesterday, but like a week ago. Yeah. But yesterday,
a little bit yesterday, but also a week ago.
No, yesterday we had. There's never a time
that's
where
dad humor.
Not
don't
a
laugh
fight.
At that. Yeah, yeah. Stop patting yourself
sorry.
On the back.
Sorry.
There's never a time when there's not a fight, and I told her some of the stuff that she said to me a week ago. And she just denied it completely, yeah. And I went, "That's not true." I go, "You absolutely said that." She goes, "I would never say that." And I went, "Yeah, you did." And I thought I could just fucking snap your neck right now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, and I'm partially the reason I'm saying it on this show is so I don't do it, but I could.
Well, you realize now that if she shows up dead,
no,
you're the prime suspect.
No. I've got an alibi.
What's that?
I was at your house.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I almost said her name just now. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad too. I feel like I don't want to laugh at anything if it's funny because I don't want it to be judged.
It was only one guy. Mm-hmm. It could have been a girl. Shouldn't be sexist.
Oh, what's her problem?
What is her problem? Why don't we have her on the show so she can bring the real funny? How about that?
How do you know it's a guy?
His name is Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You gonna find him, Mike? Ty?
Sorry, I'm doing work.
I don't know why we're encouraging people to do such things.
To insult us?
So here's a little...
I did get a new listener review. Guy made his girlfriend listen.
Oh,
yeah?
Can we hear that before the show's over? Okay, here's a little peek into what the show is that Tyler and I are going to be doing if we ever actually find a date to start that and kick that thing off and come up with a title and whatnot. Tyler, we should be doing that soon. But these are the kinds of things we'll be talking about, Mike, and this is more proof as to why you would not want to be involved. Talking about that old
I don't need any proof.
Yeah, by the way, we were feeling so guilty. He literally does another show and has for a long time where he does
similar to this.
Same
stories. This really,
yeah.
Same stories.
I did hear from a lot of people. That was very sad. Mike sounded very sad.
That was like, not sad. That's like if
sad.
I started a baseball podcast and you guys like, why don't we part of your baseball podcast?
I
want to
be on your baseball podcast.
I like
podcast.
Baseball. Yeah. I can talk percentages. Yeah. What's up?
Want to do a baseball podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
God, I'm out of this one too.
How long would it take for you to get the hint if we just kept doing a new, like we had 100 new podcasts? They're all things of Mike.
Wait, are you guys doing your politics podcast tonight?
Are you doing your fishing podcast?
We're doing a show on hard work.
You know,
that's not funny. Don't laugh. That's dad humor.
You know what would be great is if we did a podcast on something like fishing, something that a huge group of people take seriously, and we could claw our way to the top of the podcast
this
charts.
Our
idea
on our
of cooking way back
made this
when.
Joke so long that every month or week we would choose a new topic and try to climb the charts.
I love the idea of the three of us having a fishing podcast and then real fishermen listen, and they would just be livid. Yeah. We know nothing
just
about it.
Punching the dashboard of their F-150. These guys aren't anglers.
I'm going to start a fishing podcast, I swear to God.
First thing you got to do is get a lure.
Yeah. First thing you got to do is find water.
that hopefully is fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the kinds of things we're going to be talking about that I find fascinating because I am now a dad and I got a child.
Yeah.
I was talking about that crusty nurse that works at First Starts, right? And she helps us along with the breastfeeding, mm-hmm. right, Ty? You know what she does? She takes young Atticus and she holds him up. She takes young Atticus. It's been a long day. Takes young Atticus and she's holding him up. And she takes her...
Like holding him up like the Lion King?
Not like above her head, but like, you know, eye level for us. Yeah. And
she put his dick in her mouth and went, what am I doing? Check it out.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. To be funny.
What I'm about to say is probably going to freak you out more than that.
Ooh, really?
And these are the kind of things that we're going to be talking about on the new show that Tyler and I are going to be doing.
Okay.
She takes her thumb and her forefinger.
Yeah.
And she puts it on either side of the nip of one of his nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a little pinchy pinch.
Oh, yeah. Milk came out. Yeah, baby. I talked about this on our show.
I don't listen to you.
I think I knew that, but why'd she do that?
You guys
just a show.
Screamed.
He's got the milk.
It's called witch's milk.
So now we're looking for a
is
smaller
it really
baby.
Called witch's milk?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to like breast. We're looking for like a kitten or a puppy or something, so that we can
actually, circle of life.
It'd be really fun, I think. Like it'd be like the human centipede. Like he's on Jillian's boob, and then we have like a little thing on his boob.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds
that
totally
make for a good picture.
Totally fun.
Be a good picture.
Hey, for $600, I know a guy that could shoot it.
That's right.
Hey,
that's right.
Hey.
Yeah, you got to time it. See, Atticus being breastfed. I don't think he's going to appreciate it. Hey, son, remember when I breastfed you with the cat?
That'd be a hard photo to explain on the wall when for his first girlfriend or boyfriend comes
over.
Is it
weird? Is it weird that I've had no interest in trying to do that on my own at home?
Do what?
No.
make more milk come out of his boob?
No, nope. It's weird. That's why would you?
That's not weird at all.
But why would you have interest?
I know, but then you could.
Finally, like, we're home. I can get milk out of
it. It is kind of. If Stanley could make milk out of his boob, I'd probably try it.
What?
That's disgusting.
I'd probably try it again at home.
Check it out. I can make tears. I can make baby tears.
All right, you want to hear the review?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
This is from Lucas.
Hey, Luke.
Hey there. I tweeted a while back about finally introducing my girlfriend to the show. Yes, Mike, she's attractive. And have some humorous observations. How much more excited are you about this review?
I'm totally focused now.
What do you think she looks like?
An attractive girl listening. I have no idea. Lucas, the first thing I think of when I hear the name Lucas is the kid from Bad News Bears.
Lucas.
So,
okay.
No offense. I'm sure you're nothing like him.
Lucas is kind of nerdy.
Lucas on Bad News Bears was like the guy who was always picking his nose.
Yeah,
and
they call him Booger or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Number
Even
one.
I do know since I've seen that movie 46 times.
What do they call him then? What's his name?
Lucas the
something
Mucus.
Something to do with Snot or something?
Mucus Lucas.
Well, the F word is in there.
Fucking Lucas.
Flirtatious Lucas?
No.
Ferrari Lucas.
Yeah.
Foundation. Feng Shui Lucas.
Feng Shui. Feng Shui. Exactly.
All right. Let's hear hot Lucas's
hot
girlfriend.
Lucas is hot. We don't know if Lucas is hot.
Lucas's
hot girlfriend. Number one, Lucas's hot girlfriend immediately thought Anderson was black.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I used to get that a lot
too.
When I was
like
on Love
that
Line.
Too.
Everyone thought I was black.
And she said Tyler sounded like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he sounded a little high-pitched.
I don't know if I sound like Michael Jackson at all.
I sound Michael Jackson.
Well, it was probably in like a reference to like the comments you were making about kids and whatnot.
Mm, true. Yeah. No comments on Mike's voice.
None.
She likes you. Mm.
Because there's no comments.
Lucas's hot girlfriend nailed the format of the show. So these guys start stories that end up taking half an hour to finish because they all talk over each other.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
We come back.
Is she listening to this episode?
We stretch them out. It's fun. That sounded awful. That sounded like John Holmes talking about his work. Go to work, get on set, and I just stretch them out. It's fun.
We're the silly putty of shows. And third, Lucas's hot girlfriend didn't hate the experience, so I think she's a keeper. Her highlight of the particular show was a comment from Mike regarding clit cuffs and our discussion of the puppy monkey baby abs.
Oh, this is
that
abs,
was good.
Not abs. Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Puppy monkey baby what?
Ads.
Well, thanks,
ads.
Lucas. That was nice of you.
Did you see the puppy monkey baby costumes that people are wearing for Halloween?
Those people, see, like, I know it seems a bit extreme, but I feel like those people should at the very least be removed from our society. I don't know about killed, but at least just removed. You know what I mean? Like, we just shouldn't have them in our peripheral because they're not going to add anything.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Sorry,
people
I wasn't
that are dressing
attention.
Up
I wasn't
like
attention
puppy
either.
Monkey baby should not be a part of
the
forward evolution
that,
of our society.
You know how you're talking about Corolla being
what?
So judgmental. That was very judgmental of you.
No, it's absolutely judgmental. I'm a very judgmental person.
But we do things that other people would find equally as offensive or more.
What
subtle.
If they
monkey
dressed
baby,
up like what's the character from American Psycho?
The clown?
American Psycho.
Christian Bale. What's his character? Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. Yes.
Yeah. What if he's Patrick Bateman wearing the puppy monkey baby costume and then he was a yuppie monkey baby? Would you like it then?
Yes, because at least it's clever.
Okay.
I think the puppy monkey baby thing is out of people's memory. I don't think that's gonna be a costume. I don't think
it's totally
gonna
be a costume. It's absolutely gonna be a costume, and people are. And you know what? It's not worth really talking about, but
here we go.
But all the other stuff was.
Modern Family. It's just such a good show. It's just so well written. Thank God for Modern Family. Modern Family makes me feel like, you know what? The
all
masses.
Is not lost.
The masses actually, there's something that I like to see things that are very popular that are like on a big network that are worthy. And
yeah.
It's rare.
Yeah.
And Modern Family is so well written. And it's so
I guess
good.
I should start watching it.
It's really, really good. It actually brings a tear
to my
eyes.
You're only 8 seasons behind.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it then.
But
it's tough enough that I got through Stranger Things and then I'm into Westworld.
Suck it.
Like, that's sucking up all my TV watching time.
Manny, Sofia Vergara, is that her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her son on the show, Jay Pritchett's stepson, he dressed up as Trumbo on the last episode, the Halloween episode. So he was like, he had a bathtub around him as he walked around with a little board across it with a typewriter, and he had like one of those like long cigarette holders. And no one got his costume, and like he was, because he's a troubled child, because
yes.
he's so advanced.
Yes,
that's pretty great.
It was pretty great, yeah.
Do you know that Tara's old showrunner wrote that movie, Trumbo.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the writing and I liked the idea. It just felt like a made for
Yeah, she ABC. Had to go to a screening of it. She didn't think it was very good.
It wasn't.
Did she stand up halfway through and go, yeah, this kind of sucks.
This is not good.
No, I'm the only one that does that.
What did you guys talk about when I went to pee?
Children. Mm-hmm. All child talk. We started a podcast about kids.
All child yeah. talk. Child it's, talk, it's Mike Carano.
Dad, no dad. How to raise your child.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a show where we go to children's plays, like school plays.
And review, critique
we
them.
Review them.
Yep.
If they were available online, yeah.
Do not we have to go anywhere.
I think there's probably someone from NAMBLC that can send you a link.
What?
To children's plays online. Right. That would be weird.
So you've seen all the Black Mirrors?
No. I've seen four of the new
Have
six.
You seen Shut Up and Dance?
Is that the same? No. No, I haven't. Wait.
What? You've seen four of six and you haven't seen Shut Up and Dance?
Which one is
Shut Up and
Dance?
Is where you see the troll face at the end three different times?
No.
What? What are you, skipping around?
No, I'm watching them in order.
What show are you talking
How
about?
How have you seen four of the six and you haven't seen that one when it's episode three?
What
episode
show?
Three of season one or episode
oh,
three of season...
Oh, you're on season one.
What show?
No, season three.
Season three.
Season three.
Black Mirror.
Okay.
Wait, how have you...
The first one was...
Kids looking at stuff on the internet, and his computer's hacked, and they
yes.
see him
oh, yeah,
looking
yeah.
at stuff.
Yeah, I watched
The troll
that
face at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
great was that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Three different times. The yeah. troll... Because you were all about that troll face.
I was.
You used to use it a lot. You I showed was. Me... You turned me on to the whole, turned like, you, the memes.
Yeah, when I first got on to
the
Reddit,
troll
I
memes.
Found the Rage comics.
And if I had never seen them before, those Rage comics, if I had never seen them before, how creepy is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was creepy, and I was familiar with them, and they're yeah. funny to me, but I...
Hey, Tyler, when is Vine going away?
They fired a shit ton of people today. I got sad emails at work from, like, Twitter reps. They're like,
but, I mean, is it going, like, this week, or...?
No, I think, like, they're going to slowly scale down.
What happens to, like, my Vine video?
I don't know.
They're still there. Bald Brian was tweeting it today, your sad little man who's dead, Vine.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Why
he's
was
like,
Brian
he said,
tweeting
this
my
is
stuff?
Still the, he said, this is the greatest Vine of all time.
Brian said that. Hmm. All right, so is there any way I can capture that? Has Scott already done
You can
that?
Download all your Vines on. Right,
I love watching your personality just change right there.
What do you mean?
You were about to get angry at Brian, then when it was a compliment, it was kind of like, ah.
Yeah, I was like begrudgingly. All right, okay.
I think Twitter is going to go away, too.
No.
Yeah,
no way.
So. Yeah,
it'll be replaced
popularity,
eventually?
Popularity of Twitter has plummeted.
I got a really angry, mean email from a...
it's all about Instagram now.
I'm not going to pull it up, and I'm not going to like pay too much mind to it because he and I have kind of reconciled, but somebody sent me an email saying...
17 years ago?
No time. Somebody sent me an email because I sent out, like, you know, newsletters and stuff. Anyone that's following groupersandmovie.com over
Did
there.
Did you tell us the story already?
I don't think so.
Go ahead. Repeat it. Let's hear it.
And
bring it on.
This guy's... like it was
Start the
one
show.
Email that I've gotten so far that was really...
Is this
angry.
Your heart
what
out?
Doing?
I have to go.
But you need to be here for this part. So he says, the dude says, I've liked your tweets and I've retweeted your stuff.
Yeah.
And now you're asking me for money? Fuck you. And I was like, oh God, my stomach just sinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
that's mine.
That's the last thing that I want to hear, right?
Yeah.
So I sent him back an email and I'm like,
next two, I was going to pay for my daughter's cancer treatment, but I sent it to you.
For a long
Please
time.
Please make a good movie in her memory.
For a long time, I've been avoiding Twitter because it's just so fucking mm-hmm. mean, and I answer and read
that's
all my emails.
That's why it's going out of business.
I read all my emails as this is proof, but I don't pay much mind to Twitter. And you know what? After I sent the send, and I'm like, you know what's funny? That the one person that has really been ugly and mean to me and like giving me shit about this whole process has been a big Twitter person. That's kind of funny, right? Because Twitter is like breeds meanness.
Yeah,
that's why it's going to go away because people are fed up with the fact that you can be on Twitter anonymously and just comment on anything you want, and it's declined hugely. It's going away.
Were you listening to the same NPR thing that I was last
no,
night?
No, but I know it's going away. I know what the numbers are, and Instagram
I know what the
is
are. I
Instagram
got all the
is
numbers.
Going up, and Twitter is just falling.
What's going up?
Instagram.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, Instagram. Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Hey.
These little gels that are
yeah.
like, I'm sorry to even bring this up because it's visual, but
that's
I,
right.
I think they're out of they're from what's the name of that famous deli?
They were hand painted
because they're the exact same that they have I think in the
no,
deli.
No, they were hand painted. The
on
woman
Fairfax.
Who did this,
what's the name of the Fairfax deli that everyone knows?
Cantor's.
Cantor's. Yeah.
No, they're not exactly the same because the woman
similar,
painted them
similar.
On the floor here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she painted the ones canter. Okay.
Maybe. Maybe because she did this work too.
All right, Ty, you got to go.
I think we've talked about the walls and those things every single time.
Nope.
Good
get out.
Times.
You know what? How about we just kick you out right now? That makes us feel good about that.
Okay.
Get out, Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Tell me the catchphrase.
What's the catchphrase?
Keep it moving.
Mike knows.
I guess I have the catchphrase. Yeah.
All right. See you later. Thanks for showing up.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
You should have started before me. Okay. Bye.
Get the fuck out.
Thanks for showing up for your job.
Yeah. What's with your heart
when
out?
When you feel like it. I'm kidding.
Why you got a heart out it? Huh? What's your problem? You can tell me. I can relate it. Oh. Yeah. Why you heart out it right now? Where you got
to
go?
Well, we're supposed to start at 8:15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You weren't here.
I know.
You got here late.
Start without me.
Okay. Get out. You know what? Because of this, get out.
Hey, did you photograph Lady Gaga?
Why not? Why did you not photograph Lady Gaga?
She doesn't like my work. She didn't want to pay my perks.
She what?
My $600
perks. Tyler, that's a dad joke. Get out. All right. All right. And he
see you later, Tyler.
We did it. We successfully kicked him off the show for tonight.
Finally.
Yeah. That was our call. He could have stuck around for another hour, but we wanted him gone. Right?
I now am uncomfortable with that $600.
Why?
Because now I feel like I need to do something.
You do.
I know. It's a commitment. Makes me uncomfortable.
You're going to do it. It's going to be great. I'll be here. I'm just going to send somebody over.
Where are we going to do it?
That's a good call. I don't know.
Do we know who bought it?
I don't know. Okay. I thanked them, and I will be in touch with them. And what we might want to do is set it up so that we could shoot them on the set, which is a whole added perk. You know what I mean?
Oh, that wouldn't be bad, except for I actually seriously and very,
I know
very sincerely want to do it really.
You're going to do
a really
good job. What you need to do is the same way you did me, the same way you did Reggie, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, but I have better stuff now.
Okay, great. And it's mobile, right? You can take it wherever?
Nah, it's not as mobile. I have these giant soft boxes now that I can't really.
Well, can they fit in a van? Because I'm going to have a van.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it when we're shooting the movie, and I will just have a space on the set. All right?
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And that way, the $600, and there's still a couple left, so if somebody else wants to hop on, the plan is right now, as Mike and I are discussing this, we're going to do it on the set of the movie. So you get to visit the set and have your portraits taken by a very good photographer. Right?
Yeah.
It was somebody who listened to the Drew Show. That's how it got sold, because it happened to get bought the day that the Drew Show.
Did you notice any numbers go up after you did the Adam and Drew Show? Oh, it hasn't aired yet. But the Drew Show, did you notice anything?
Yeah, it was a pretty good day.
Good.
The day it came out. And a lot of people, because I had that angel investor that kicked in $5,000 if we met his challenge, which was 100 new contributions. Like, they wanted to give $5,000, but they didn't want to do it by themselves. They wanted to try and, like, you know, help the cause even more. So they dropped the gauntlet, and that generated a lot of new activity as well.
Nice.
It's all a learning experience, and I feel like I could almost be a crowdfunding coach at this point.
What do you think, like, hypothetically, so this is a success.
Mm-hmm.
You make the movie.
Mm.
How much time do you have to give it between asking for money again for another project?
I will never, ever do that.
Yeah.
I will never ask my limited audience who I really...
Because that's crowdfunding. That was making me uncomfortable.
And I really
was thinking,
like my
I wonder... If it's like a 2-year gap, that
I
you
will
have to
never ask for money again, ever. I can promise you that right here, right now. And now,
but I mean, after 2 years, you know.
But the whole point of this, Mike, is to make a movie, and it'll be like a calling card, and hopefully, it's good enough that it gets me attention, and gets me future work where I don't have to, like, you know, jump through hoops and, you know, beg people for money, shake people down. I can hopefully actually get a traditional deal and make another thing, because I have an audience that will be. Hopefully promised, or, you know, people will be able to see. When I say people, I mean like financiers. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to hit up our people for money again, ever. And I'm really, really touched that people are giving the money that they are, and then we've raised as much as we've raised, and it's great knowing that these people want to see me make this thing. But going back to that well, it just feels wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's people that have sent me emails saying, make sure that, you know, you don't ever say never again, because people, if they give you money once, they're more likely to give you money again. And I can't do it. I know those people that are listening right now, because they're listeners who have hit me up with those emails. They're cringing and they're pissed right now that I'm saying this, but I just can't do it. It's just, I don't want to, like, you know, squeeze blood out of stones and make people do anything they don't feel comfortable doing.
Well, it's not so much that. I think it's your pride a little bit. And but you're right. Yeah, this is not something you're going to do every year.
Give me one shot. Yeah. And you know, I'll do what
Give me one shot.
I've never been able to make anything.
That's steps. That's give me three steps.
With a limited budget. Like everything Guards that I've made so far has been out of my own pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And calling in favors and whatnot. But this will actually be if we reach our goal of 75K, that's a decent little chunk of change. And it's actually been budgeted out and proven, or on paper at least, that we can make it my vision with that amount of money. And it'd be great to actually see if I can and if it can be effective. Give me one shot, one chance.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not going to go back.
I wonder what the emotional release is going to be once that day is over with.
What, like Friday, November 4th?
Yeah. Is it going to be, are you going to feel a weight on your shoulders? Or are you going to feel a weight lifted? Or are you going to be exuberant? Or are you going to be...
Yeah, it's weird because it's like one job's done and now like the bigger job is here.
Yeah.
But I get to do that bigger job. Actually, as soon as it's done, I'm gonna really pour myself into that short that I shot for Kristen Carney.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta get that thing ripped.
I gotta like spend 40 hours editing that thing while I'm prepping groupers, hopefully, and tending to my child all out of a hotel.
I do have to say that it's kind of funny. Like, you just had a baby and we're talking about all this other stuff, not stuff. Yeah, and then I'm going to move on to this. And then I'm also joining a gym. And
it's work, though. I mean,
I'm thinking
like, you know,
about
what
2 weeks in France.
It's what I want to do.
I know. But it's just funny that it came at the exact same time as your child and you're moving out of your house for a short time.
For 3 weeks. Like the first week we're going to be in a hotel in Chatsworth. A hotel for a week.
Hey, your landlord's paying for that?
No, he's just not charging me rent for that.
Can you tell me how much that hotel is?
It's $183 a night.
That's no.
I know.
Come over to the Sportsman's Lodge by me and stay in a cool 70s hotel for less than that.
Is it less?
I think so. My friend just stayed there and I went to visit her.
Here's the thing is...
she said it's really cool.
My renter's insurance is paying the difference so for a week. But we have to be out for 3 weeks. My master bathroom at the house that I rent has a massive leak and the entire... room is sagging and it's about to like give way and just collapse into the earth, so they have to redo the entire bathroom and like put in a new foundation and everything. It's a 3 week job, so Jillian and I and Atticus, our new baby, and our three dogs and cat all have to find a new place to live for 3 weeks.
God,
starting next Tuesday.
How much do you wish your mom still had her place?
And my mom just sold her house that I grew up in that has extra rooms, but she sold it and it's.
I'm sorry.
But my renter's insurance kicked in, so they're going to cover us for 1 week. And then after that, I don't know. After that, I don't know.
Well, if you're going to end up spending that much extra money, you might as well jump around a little bit.
Well, so the first week, we're not, you know, we're paying, I'm going to, everything that I'm not paying in my rent is going straight to my insurance company, and then they're paying the difference. So we're going to break even that first week and live in a hotel, which sucks, but at least we're not going to be paying anything off the top. And then the other 2 weeks, we're on our own. I don't know.
Why don't you, or I'm sure you already thought about this. I'm sorry to act like, I got some ideas. But, you know, those places like the Oakwood Apartments and stuff do short-term rentals like a month at a time.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. A month? I don't want to pay double. All right, what are we doing? This is depressing and boring. Right.
When are you out?
Tuesday the.
I don't like that. There's a date.
Tuesday the 2nd.
Yeah. God damn it.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain, Michael. Mike's doing acrobat.
I don't even know.
Trying to find his phone, and it's right in front of him.
Hi.
What are you doing? Really?
Hey. What's happening?
Where are you?
I'm at the improv wrapping up a podcast.
Yeah, it's illegal what you're doing right now.
I would love to have some of it.
Tell her to say hi.
I'll be over in half an hour. Anderson says hi.
Hi.
She said she loves you.
Did she?
What? Yeah.
Nice.
Tell him that I miss him and that congratulations and that his baby's beautiful and I love the name.
Aw.
You hear that?
Thanks.
Tell him all of that.
She said you're
I heard it all,
hideous
Tara,
little ditch digger baby with a stupid name. Okay, I'll see you in like 30.
Thanks, Tara. Miss you.
Bye.
She needs to come back to the show.
She will.
So we talked about this on the Film Vault a little bit, and it's coming up a lot more. I've been called a hipster for a long time now. because of my taste in movies. But it's really been coming back around again because of the name of my child. Mm-hmm. And it's infuriating. And I know that I shouldn't admit that because it'll just make people that think they're funny and call me a hipster even more. But here's
I've never
thing.
Thought of you as a hipster.
Here's the thing that really, why it really gets my goat.
Yeah.
Mike, and we talked about it on the film wall.
Because you're a judgmental guy. And
because hipsters are a certain thing. Hipsters are...
Copycats.
They are, but what's so ironic about them is that they want to be thought of as original and counterculture, but they're all just copying yeah. each other, which is so far from what I represent, what I am, so it infuriates me.
Yeah.
And
yeah. But maybe that's why people are saying it is because it's the one thing that's going to get under your skin.
I think they really believe it. Like, you know, I get emails saying, hey, I named my kid Atticus, and it's great that you're naming your kid Atticus too, but I just got to let you know it's a hipster name. I did not think of the name Atticus, or Jillian actually came up with the name. It was the first name yeah. that we didn't
gotta,
both hate.
Sometimes you just got to let things go because that's not... That is the whole definition of hipster, is a bunch of people that are so afraid that they're not going to be liked that they dress and act like a bunch of other people.
But they think but they that they're a subculture. They think yeah. that they're counterculture.
Yeah, but they're not.
But they're their own little small culture, and it's still lemming psychology.
Absolutely. It's the most that I've seen in a long time. An actual street gang is less lemming than a hipster because you almost have no choice. If you
yeah,
live in a neighborhood,
you kind of get bullied into that.
Yeah, yeah. You to stay alive, you almost have to be part of that. And plus, that becomes your family because you've got no family. Hipsters probably have families, and they think I'm the Sammy Davis Jr. of my, you know, of Silver Lake, and then all their other friends with their curly, fucking,
but like
mustaches,
and it's
their,
more than that. Like it's bled into everything yeah. that like all
little
the new
single gear bikes.
I don't know about the rest of the country, but like every time that they, you know, close down one of my favorite establishments mm-hmm. out here and then reopen it, it's all the exact same.
You gotta go where the audience is. Yeah,
it's always the Edison bulbs with yeah. the chalkboard yeah. fucking yeah. wall where that's they write
we,
the specials
we
on
we
it.
We just opened one,
and it's all
we
tiki
just
wood hey. Floor, right? It's all the exact same shit.
We just, and it's not that's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. I like it here and there, but yeah. that's what everything is now.
Here's the good thing about hipsters is, even though they're just doing it to be liked and for no other reason, but they do have pretty good taste.
I'd much rather have you like be a yuppie and be a go with the flow person who listens to like, I'm going to say Lionel Richie and feel like I'm dated here. That's an old reference, but you know, just whatever you're being fed and just owning that and being like, yes, I just yeah. like whatever is popular. Just, I don't have an opinion. I will enjoy
well,
whatever
fine.
You put on the radio. That's fine.
That's fine.
The problem with the hipster, and we can say this all we want because no one admits to being a hipster. So we're not offending anyone right now because no one would openly admit that they are a hipster. That's the funny thing about being a hipster. And that's what they always say. People always say to me, they're like, oh, the first thing a hipster does is deny being a hipster. So you can't win, right?
Yeah.
But we're not going to be offending anyone because no one would openly admit that they're a hipster. But the problem is, Mike, that they think that they're being original, but they're
I don't
being
believe,
less original.
I don't
than,
believe they think that. I think it's just people want to be liked and want to be accepted, and they you find a group, and frankly, they have good taste even if it's fake. Like the fact that if you're going to a tiki bar and you're listening to Frank Sinatra, that's pretty cool. But it's the problem with them walking around like they're unique when they're not unique at all.
And it's I've said this before, and I think I said it on the film ball this week. It's the same issue that I had with the punk rock culture that I really like found myself connecting with and really enjoying when I was growing up. And I felt like I found like this outlet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it occurred to me not that far in that, fuck, they're all, you know, dressing just like each other and acting just yep. like each other. And like, they don't even know what they're doing. Everyone just follows everybody else.
Yes.
And it's exhausting.
Yes.
And it's infuriating because we're human beings and we're so fucking smart. We're yeah. smarter than any other creature on the planet, yet we all follow each other.
And you want to know what's
infuriating.
The most horrifying thing about it is when I see how malleable I am and what a sucker I am.
But you figure out what you like and you like
I know,
it.
But,
you actually
but
love
I still
it. You
follow,
have passion for it.
I still
we
follow.
We have free will. We can like whatever
know,
we want to like.
I know, but I still follow things and I get suckered by ads and I get suckered by this and someone will say this is a good thing and I go buy it immediately, sight unseen. That happens often.
Does it?
And I think about how people who are really smart that run marketing campaigns
right.
and know how to sell things, how much control they have over people like me. Because I'm just a dumb sucker. Like, I will get suckered by ads that are graphically clever or interesting or artistic looking, I will go, I need to, I bought that stupid, this stupid fucking backpack because it was like vintage backpack. And I was like, ah, I don't need a backpack. I've never needed a backpack. I bought it just because it looked cool on the website. Right, I know. You're right. You're right. Good point.
I do love a good 30-second ad. There's nothing better because I love filmmaking. I love movies. I love stories. I love editing.
But imagine
I love
how much power.
I love how like images are put together in an effective way. And if it's clever and it's a clever 30-second commercial,
yes,
I can really appreciate that. But it's not going to get me to buy their product. I can promise you that.
It does for me at times.
Well, at least you're aware of it because I might be susceptible to it, but I don't even realize it.
What terrifies me about it is knowing that other people are aware of human nature and how to manipulate it. And that's a lot of power.
You know who those people are? Like They pick like PhDs, like psychologists and stuff, to help with their marketing and their ad campaigns.
But there's just very successful people in life that understand human nature, and that's how they became so successful.
Like LaCroix. Like, I never heard of it until maybe a month ago.
The water?
That carbonated water. Yeah. And it's like they just nailed the right like marketing and something that is, I don't know if they got lucky or if they're geniuses, but it's fucking everywhere.
I saw a mockery of it on a very funny a website called The Reductress, which is like The Onion, but geared towards women. And that same day, I went over Terry's.
Why are you reading that?
Because it's fucking hilarious. It's very good.
Doesn't seem like it's made for you.
That same day, I went to Terry's, and her refrigerator was filled with it. And I was like, what's that? She goes, it's amazing. Have you tried it?
That short that I directed for Kristen, right? I went over to Kristen's house. This was about a month ago. To do a read with her and her co-star, right? That I had not met her co-star, so I had to meet them as a director and sit down, and we had to do a read. And when I entered Kristen's house, she offered me a LaCroix, and I said, thank you very much. What is this? And I had a whole discussion. Never seen one before. This is like a month ago. And then I left her house. I recast it, and I switched did what I did. And then I went straight to the location, which was in the middle of Laurel Canyon. And 2 hours later, I'm at my buddy Rand's house now, which is he offers you a LaCroix. And on the way in, he says, can I offer you a drink? And he offered me, and it was two times within 4 hours. I never heard of the drink or seen it before. And now I see it everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, it's like the Zima. It's like the new Zima.
Like the Zima. And speaking of Zevia is a healthy, like zero calorie sugar substitute. The drink that's been out there forever, but apparently they didn't get the right branding or marketing. Yeah. Actually, I like Zevia a whole lot more than LaCroix.
We used to drink that stuff at Loveline.
Yeah, because my old best friend.
That's
my best friend's old company.
Yeah. I gotta go.
So do I. Keep moving.